You're listening to Fix the Universe with Cole and Kyle.
A podcast fueled by our passionate hatred towards inefficiencies in the world and, you know, feedback from the audience on how to fix those.
My name's Kyle McDermott. I'm the...
Hi, Kyle.
50% owner of Medical and Professional Couriers that we've rebranded to MPC, but I can't stop saying Medical and Professional Couriers. And this is...
Hi, I'm actually... the other 50% owner of MPC, Cole Johnson, and we are doing a podcast called Fix the Universe. This is episode number one.
Why are we doing this podcast?
A few reasons, mostly to, I think the slogan that I have right here on the whiteboard is to reinvent systems everyone else thinks are adequate.
So it's like a business podcast thing.
Yeah, it's a lot of things. For me, it'll probably be to vent.
Okay. Therapeutic for you.
Yeah. A lot of the reason that I would love to do this is I just like radio in general, but right. I hate people a lot.
In general.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and what really bothers me are stupid people, inefficiencies that people create, and then also lack of common sense where there it very obvious should be.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I like that.
Can't remember. I wish I had that Ben Casnocha quote ready. That would be very appropriate at this point. The shared passion that I think Cole and I have both are for efficiency and automation, and the fact that there's a lot of people that get tied up in doing things a certain way, and they don't change until entrepreneurs come along. And according to Ben Casnocha, entrepreneurs must be the agents of change who implement disruptive products, convince tomorrow's skeptics of technology's potential for good, and propose to reinvent systems everyone else thinks are adequate. So I feel like that's a good overall arching reason why we're doing this.
Definitely. We just run into too many things every day that could be done better.
Right.
But because they've been done a certain way for so long that people don't want to change, it's good enough for now. So I guess we should just jump right in. So what have you got?
So the episode one, I want to talk about something that's sort of personal to me, a problem that arises and that I would like a solution to be made for. So last week I lost my driver's license. I have no idea where it went, but
did you lose the whole wallet or
no, just the license. Got my wallet. I usually, you know, would know if I would have lost the wallet, but, you know, just one single card within the wallet is much easier to lose. So I was driving with my buddy Pat. We were driving to go to a beer pong tournament at the Silver Legacy.
It's a casino here, downtown Reno. Right. In case that's where we live, in case you guys didn't know.
Right. Okay, so we're driving in, and we get to the casino, to the front of the bar where the tournament's going on, and you know, there's a giant bouncer there, and I look like I'm 12, so of course they're not going to let me in without scanning my ID. Open up my wallet, ID's not there.
So they scan IDs at this place. They don't just look at the date on them.
Nope. They scan the ID and then they stamp your hand. Then you get let in. So for whatever reason, Pat was in a hurry. So we were both probably late, which is completely uncharacteristic of me, especially.
Yeah, exactly. You're the most on-time person I've ever met.
Yeah. They actually named our software system after us. After me, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Pat was in a hurry because we were late. And he obviously had his driver's license, his ID, and was able to get into the bar and, you know, booked it towards the beer pong tournament, where I was left with no ID, digging through my wallet, looking for it frantically. Didn't end up having that. So I called him later, and we met up like underaged college students, and he ended up licking his hand and putting, doing the whole like back.
Wait, I didn't know that. So he you smashed your hands together.
Yeah, so after he licked his hand and we're in the bathroom and people are staring at us and we're, you know, smashing our hands together so that I get at least a portion of that stamp onto my hand to make it look like I've already been in the bar, and then we had to sneak in the back.
Which, if you could look at it closely, you would be reversed, like a mirror.
Yep. So No. It looked like a blotchy mess on the back of my hand, which, you know, at just a quick glance, looks like I've been let in before. So anyway, ended up sneaking into a beer pong tournament on
and
a Thursday night.
25?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Very, very mature adult.
Awesome. To play beer pong.
Yes.
So
anyway, that was the problem, obviously, not having my driver's license. And so with that, I mean, there's more and more things that are becoming available. And I think it's great as far as technology goes, because you're able to, you know, bring everything with you. You know, Google Docs, you can go to any computer, any mobile device for that matter, and get, you know, all the information that you need. All your files are in one place, Dropbox. There's all these, you know, the cloud, basically. Well, there's still a lot of things that are very important that aren't on the cloud for whatever reasons. I assume security or what have
you. So things you would want accessible from mostly a mobile device, a phone at the smallest.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the driver's license for me in that instance is sort of what I'm proposing is why not? Why couldn't the DMV come up with something as opposed to having to charge somebody $17 to go get a new one every time, which I had to do.
So having your ID on your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Because well, what you just said, I mean, the $17, that's their revenue. That's for the state. Why?
Right.
Why would they say no to that?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they could still charge you the same thing.
I would pay $17 for an app that was on my phone of my driver's license.
Yeah, I guess they could still charge it, and you could get both versions, the hard copy and the mail, but instantly your new
right.
license.
Yeah.
Which that's another thing, is you have to get a temporary
piece of paper
you walk
around,
yeah.
And then, yeah, all bars look at you like you're nuts when they hand it to you. You're like, really?
Yeah,
so
it's fake. I mean, everybody thinks
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Or you
so
take your passport.
I have that, and then so I have the piece of paper, and I'm walking around for, yes, like you said, basically 2 weeks with a piece of paper that says I have a driver's license that I just ended up leaving in my car, and then my passport, which has a picture of me when I'm 14, and I look really tired and angry. And, yeah, the picture doesn't really look that
actually,
much different.
I have, like, green hair in my passport picture.
Yeah.
It was, I had dyed it blue
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason, because
right.
I was 15.
You're rebellious.
I was awesome.
Yeah.
And, anyway, just it had faded to green.
Really sticking
then,
it to the man.
Yeah, yeah, to my mom, who she actually.
It's also a man.
Sorry,
well,
Mary. I don't know if I like this phrase, sticking it to my mom. But
yeah,
that
doesn't
anyway,
sound weird.
Anyway, she
that's another episode.
At first was mad about it, and then kind of said, "Well, you're the one that looks stupid." So anyway, tangent.
Right.
Blue
so,
hair, green hair.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, and with you know some of the things that have been coming out, I think MasterCard has the PayPass, where it originally was just you know a little some sort of chip that was in the credit cards that you could scan quickly at say gas stations or something like that, and now is actually moving into an app-based system to where you don't actually have to carry your credit card around with you. It's just attached to your mobile device. I don't know if it works as if it's an app or something, but you know, things are moving towards that, as well as like Delta Airlines. I mean, you can have your ticket and they can scan it.
Right.
At the
I actually
gate.
Just saw that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So. I guess the number one concern would be security.
Yeah.
That's the very first thing. I mean, your driver's license, it used to have your social security even on it, which is crazy, but they don't anymore.
Yeah.
But it has all of your information. I mean, you can, I guess if you steal someone's wallet, you can order anything because you have their credit cards and all of that. But just the driver's license, you can get pretty far as identity theft and everything. So now that's on a computer. Your phone is a computer. It's on a cloud or wherever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have a picture of it. So.
Right. Yeah, I guess I don't know the statistics. I assume, you know, with identity fraud that it's probably easier to steal a credit card than it is to actually steal someone's identification, because it's the pictures, the social security number, the whole nine. Like, I assume it's easier just to go into a grocery store or a gas station or something like that that doesn't require you to put in your zip code and make purchases with a credit card. And that's already moving to, you know, a mobile platform in that way. So, you know, they've obviously there is – you know, these early adopters that are willing to try this out and risk the security of their credit card information being out there on the cloud.
I think that just speaks to everything that we sort of talk about is they're willing to change.
Yeah.
And I,
there is
something as big as the government, the DMV, is, it would be a huge undertaking. Well, actually, I don't think it would be as big as people think. I mean, they already have everything on file.
Yeah.
But it's getting them to actually change and sort of right. integrate whatever software would be needed. And
I think it's a huge, you know, prospect for anybody that's in the, you know, mobile app development industry or whatever, you know, that could do something like that. I mean, having the DMV as a client, even if it's just a state government, you know, say I assume that, you know, somewhere like New York or Seattle or, I mean, Washington, any of these bigger markets, San Francisco, if it's just either citywide or countywide or statewide, I think there'd be more, it would be more likely for those to move to that as opposed to the whole country, you know, switch from physical identification right. to online app based.
I mean, just going back to security real fast, I just thought of when you lose your phone, you can shut it off from, yep. you know, from your computer. A lot of iPhones, you can yep. link them and just shut it off security, you know, wise that night.
Right.
And you can't do that with your wallet. You can't do that with your license. Yeah, when it's
there's already much information that we trust these mobile devices to already. Like, I don't see it being a giant leap to trust, you know, your ID. And like you said, they don't even have the social security number on there anymore mm-hmm. as far as your driver's license. So I don't know. I guess the question and the point of the episodes is just to pose, why not?
You know, and
why can't this be a possibility and why hasn't it been yet? And if there's anyone out there that could do this.
Or even knows maybe some sort of legality reason why it hasn't been done.
Yeah.
I don't know specifically.
Right.
Maybe we should do more research. But
we're just looking for validation of ideas here and whether we're just, you know, crazy dreamers and this is too soon or this is a reality that could happen in the next, you know, 2 to 5 years.
I mean, everything's out there. It's just whether people are willing to change and try it out.
Right.
So that's it for episode one. Thanks for joining us. You guys can find us at fixtheuniverse@gmail.com or look us up on Facebook at Fix the Universe and Twitter @FixTheUniverse. Thanks.